reason we're recording now.
Man.
We didn't hit the record button before.
Such an idiot.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel. And checking in today for the Heartbreak Hotel's the saditude ever, brother.
We're
fucking sad. We're about to get real sad.
This show's really stacked, if you know what I mean, dude.
So checking into the Heartbreak Hotel today, we have Wheezy.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a fucking oh, yeah?
Oh, yes, baby.
So it's the saditude era, and we're two sad dudes. Three sad dudes today. So checking in the Heartbreak Hotel, we got Wheezy T today, and we all have code names.
We do.
So when you see the graphic, you already know what's up. So I'm Sadco Sid. And who are you, Isaiah?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah.
And then who we got over here, Wheezy? What's your code name?
Crying Brian Pillman.
Crying Brian. Crying Brian Pillman. So,
Wheezy, you want to get your mouth right inside that top there. There we go.
So, that's I originally wanted to do the Heartbreak Hotel because we're some sad boys. We're two sad dudes.
Now we're three.
Three
sad dudes. Three and in professional dudes. Wrestling, everybody goes through shit. And they don't know how to like talk about it. Yeah. But we're not going to talk about it. What we're going to talk about today is sad shit in professional wrestling. Shit that made us sad.
We're not going to take it anymore. We're just going to fucking talk about it.
Let's let loose. Let's talk about moments in our childhood that just we still hold on to today. So,
I want to start because I think I'll have the more relatable one, of course, that everybody knows about, and it's pretty universal.
What is it? I'm ready to cry.
Tell me.
The day the red and yellow turned black and white.
Oh,
the third man, brother.
The third man, dude. God. I remember watching that on pay-per-view. Oh man.
So back in the days, wrestling wasn't how it was today where there'd be a leak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you had no fucking idea.
Yeah, you
so
couldn't.
When
go
he
on
came
the,
out, brother, I was like, son of a bitch.
Yo. Fucking Hulkamania, how dare
I
you.
I was happy to see him. He looked like he was gonna save the day, bro.
Yeah,
he's Hulkamania, man.
Oh, the way he turned around and dropped that leg.
Right on.
My heart
I
dropped.
I just
right
remember
with it.
The comments, go get him, baby. Yeah. Yes. He got us though. That no God, good, dirty, dude, rotten
the
Hulk
amount
Hogan
of garbage Jesus. That was in that ring.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
That makes me wonder what the hell they were selling in the arenas. What were they selling in there?
Get your peanuts.
Because I was watching
cotton candy. Get your cotton candy.
Peanuts. Get your hot roasted peanuts.
Get your hot dogs. Get your wieners here.
Wieners here.
Yeah. Peanuts and wieners. Who wants some peanuts and wieners?
We got some wieners and nuts.
Hogan wants a wiener. Yeah.
Damn it! You think they were like a grown man? How could you, Hogan? Like Anchorman?
It's too real to me. Damn it!
No.
You turned your back on the people.
How could you, Hogan? It goes to a guy tearing his red and yellow shirt off.
I hate you, Hogan.
Oh shit.
Oh my goodness. But oh, yeah, like man. I think about like as a guy, I was like, oh man, that sucks. You betrayed Macho Man Randy
Brother.
Dropped the fat leg on him.
Man.
Fat on
all
leg,
of
dude.
It.
Fat.
All of it.
All three of them.
His right? finish was a leg drop. So
it was.
Man.
It was. He made a lot of money, Hulk Hogan, and
so
he
much
stabbed
money.
Us all in the back.
What a toto.
God, man.
You bastard.
You will never be forgiven.
So for me, like sad moments, like
yeah.
Hit us I with. Instantly think about two things. That made me like really sad. Well, there's a lot that made me sad because
you're an emotional wreck, man.
I'm Sad News Brown. I'm so sad,
brother.
That was good. That we was did good.
It. Yeah, I was
that
thinking was about. So I yeah, there's a lot of sad moments. So, but like the first couple that come to mind was Miss Elizabeth jumping the barricade at Mania and saving Macho Man. I was like,
the reunion,
love. I will never experience.
You know
that.
What's can we okay? So we all know for the most part. Miss Elizabeth was just known to be just this untouched saint, right? In pro wrestling.
The woman.
Mm-hmm. Virgin
but
and everything.
Let's talk about Savage's look
yes.
when it happened.
Oh,
God damn it. That's what made me believe. I was like, this is a shoot, brother.
The end of King Mantra. And she just like, fuck. She hops the, because she had like the weirdest seats in like this building.
Yeah, hops to the side in the corner.
Seats, like the entrance seats. And then like.
You're going to be behind the hard cam.
To me, that's the most realistic seats. Because now they would like put them in the corner in the front row and stuff. Like so obvious. Was they had her in the entrance way. And she hopped the barricade in her heels.
And she fucking shimmied her way in there.
Just ran up in there and just
the macho
snatched Sherry Martel by the fucking weave,
snatched her ball,
pull the extensions off this hoe, like get off my man, hoe,
off my shit.
And oh man, they got back together, and I was like, oh, that's so beautiful,
so beautiful.
Why can't I have love like that? I know, because I'm a fat piece of shit,
big piece of shit.
I need a woman.
Yeah, I need a girlfriend. Aaron Nova's single, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Chris Jericho retweeted my promo, and I'm still single.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Damn it.
So maybe we'll start like single?
I don't know, man. I think
single and ready with the dingle.
Yes, yeah. Single with the dingle.
Yo, my man Nova's got a fat cuck in it, too.
I'm the dingle warrior.
He's Papa Schlongo.
Ding Dong Bundy over here. Yeah, that's your nickname. So, yes, I'm still single, and I don't know why. I feel like I've been out more than ever this year.
You know what it is, man, is that kayfabe's dead, brother.
It is dead. Yeah. It is dead.
Well, these tricks out here, you know?
They if they were really from outer space, they'd really want to suck that.
Yeah, that. Oh, man, he has a green pee-pee, probably.
He's the green boy?
Green wiener. Green wiener boy. But yes, I'm single.
Learn how to fucking work a hold.
Yes. So, before we go off the rails of the crazy train, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead, Weezy. Hit us with yours. What you got?
Yeah, what you got, baby? What's a sad moment?
You want a real sad moment?
Two sad dudes here.
Two sad dudes?
Go.
Over the edge. 98.
That was fucking sad.
My boy fell. How many feet? Like 72 feet?
A lot.
A lot of feet.
A lot of feet.
Big feet, bro.
All of them.
Big old feet.
Big old feet. Straight to his fucking death, bro. My
they
man
didn't
Owen
show
Hart.
That part, but I remember the commentary from JR.
Oh, it was heartbreaking, man. Just the look on their faces.
And didn't they say like that he said it himself.
He said it
they
himself.
They cut it and they just... All right, we're going back live. And then like, he was in awe. He didn't know that.
He didn't know until like a couple seconds before, like a minute or two before.
He announced that Owen Hart has tragically passed away. I was like, dude, that's crazy. And the show was still going.
Yeah. It was awkward. Like,
I'd have shut going? That shit down.
Yeah. I was in the house with my cousins watching that. And we were just like, holy shit.
Is this a work?
It's what crazy. The hell just happened?
The whole mood of the whole pay-per-view just changed.
Bro. Yeah, somebody really. And they had a work. And I think they kept from the corner.
Yeah.
That's sad as fuck. He was going to win the Intercontinental title that night.
Imagine if he was still around today, man.
Brother,
I
wish.
This man could still
brother,
make.
I wish.
He still had, man. Fuck, he
people
was
ask me
so
too,
short.
If you could change anything in professional wrestling.
Probably that.
One of them would be that.
Owen Hart, brother.
Owen Hart. Could you imagine we had Owen Hart in Ring of Honor? Could you? I honestly, not even Ring of Honor. Let's say Owen Hart in the year 2000 with guys like Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah. Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle and Owen.
I would love to see that.
You would have had to put the belt on him.
Yeah.
You just because he's inevitable. And like, he was so good in an era where people couldn't match his work rate. The only people I can think of was obviously Brett. Shawn Michaels. Marty Jannetty. And that's about it. Nobody else can keep up with him.
He was definitely one of the top guys, man.
Mm-hmm. He was the only heel in the new generation, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other back. Like,
I Am Not a Nugget was so over.
Yo, it was. I loved it.
Yeah, it was fire.
Fuck.
In his era, he was the only bad guy, man. He was so special.
Can we talk about when he joined the Nation of Domination, how fire that was?
That was
hilarious.
The Blackheart.
Dude. Fuck.
Hilarious.
But even then, like, they screwed Brett, then they brought him back as the Blackheart, and I was just like, he has to win the belt.
He has to, because he's so cool. He's the only heart left, man.
Yeah, they screwed all the hearts. Jim Neidhart got screwed.
Yeah.
Everybody was getting screwed.
Bulldog passed away, no, before all that.
No, Bulldog left. I think Bulldog left with Brett.
He went to WCW.
Yo,
right.
I think they're all gone, man. Yeah. Like, all of them. Like,
yeah, Brett's the only one.
Brett's the only one.
Brett's the only one, yeah.
Brett's the only one in the Hart Foundation. Still sad. Alive. Brett's that guy. I wish. Oh man.
Can you give me the Brett? Can you give me the Brett?
And you know, and in 97 in Saskatoon.
Can you tell us about that one time that you went in the locker room and just punched Vince McMahon right in his shit?
Yeah, and, you know, went to Vince and...
it's good.
He said, you got one shot. You better drive it in. So I just kind of, you know, went, gave him an uppercut. Just one of my best shots ever. The Hitman.
Oh, he did say that, didn't he? Yeah, it was like one of my best fucking punches.
The best working punch.
Man.
So there's so much sad shit, man. But then there was like the sad shit that like worked us.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Mark Henry.
Good God. We were talking about that before we started recording, and I...
The salmon suit.
Woo!
The salmon blazer.
Yo, brother.
Fire.
When he came out and I legitimately said to myself, I was like, okay, this is going to be fake, whatever, you know, it's just, you know, obviously it's just work, you know? And then when he started crying and he said his daughter's name, I said, daddy's coming home, brother. My tears welled up.
Fired. I was like, man, brother. Mark Henry, like,
who would have thought?
He wasn't even like, he was at the top of his, but like at that point, because this was post Hall of Pain.
This was well after everything.
Hall of Pain. So I was just like, okay, it makes sense. But then it was just like, oh man, damn, Mark Henry is making this. He's really getting me.
Yo,
like,
yeah.
I did. Like, I think about like, man, it's probably like 15 years with Mark Henry.
People in the crowd were crying, man.
Yeah, man.
Front seat, bro. You could see tears,
fucking,
man.
Got my ass.
Thank you, Mark, bro. Like,
yeah, he had the salmon blazer, dude. God, he pulled out
good.
Fire. You look need one good. Of those Nova, baby. All right,
I got to get a... I got to get the salmon.
Sweet skin color.
It's all about the salmon, the fishies, brother. So he like was like... This retirement, he bust out the tears. He said, oh, my wife's going to see a lot more of me than she wants to. And I was like, oh, shit, that's so retiring. Cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm single. Man, I can't relate.
I can't relate to any of that.
I wish. And he fucking, John Cena came out. He put over Cena. He's like, you're about to be the, you're on the road to be the greatest world champions of all time. And Cena is.
Yeah.
Cena is the greatest world champion of all time. You know, and then he shot him in for the world's strongest slam. And I was like,
brother.
I
hate
my balls shriveled.
Got worked.
Can't believe it. Never have I been bamboozled, brother, but
he fooled us. And I was like, oh shit. But then at that moment I was like, he has to beat Cena.
He has to beat everybody.
No, he had to.
He had to win that title. I was just like,
he had to. It was,
there was no way.
That was way too good.
Who did Cena lose the belt to that year?
In 11? Probably Randy Orton.
No, that was 2013.
Oh, okay.
Because this was after WrestleMania 29. Because Cena had the Champ Is Here shirt on. This is navy blue cargo short Cena. Why do I remember like periods in wrestling through specific gear? I don't know.
I think 2011, right?
No, 2012. No, 2013. Because this was WrestleMania 29. This is when it was in New York. This was after that. Because then after, I think he had the program with Ryback and then Mark Henry.
Are you sure it wasn't Orton? I'm pretty sure it was Orton. It might have been.
It could have been Orton, though, because this, I think they merged both titles?
Yeah, and they had, what, like a TLC match or something like that?
Yeah, the ladder match. Let me see here. So, Henry retirement. I think it was 2013. Let's fucking.
We got the power of the web.
Research, baby.
Yeah.
Let's fucking the interweb, dude.
What are we looking up? Is Mark what? No. Cena?
So I typed in Mark Henry retirement Cena. Cut the best promo.
That might be one of the best ones of man for quite some time.
I'm about to go watch it right now.
Fake
right?
Retirement. What year was this? Give me a date, brother.
I know, you need a date.
Yeah, June 17, 2013. This is,
it's probably Orton. I think that was around the time that he wrestled Orton, and they were tired of Orton because he won the belt.
Yeah, let's see. WWE Championship reigns. Yeah, it was Orton because Daniel Bryan.
God knows, man.
Yeah, they merged the belts because that was the night they had the announcement, and like Daniel Bryan was, everybody was cheering Daniel Bryan in the ring.
Yeah, baby, wrestling knowledge 101.
101, brother.
He gets this, man. And I was when Daniel Bryan retired, I was crying.
Yo, for real, that's another one.
I was sad.
That's another one. That shit got me.
When Daniel Bryan won the belt at WrestleMania, because I was there live, and I was like, oh.
And it okay. was a shoot, bro. Like,
I'm going.
Shoot neck injuries, bro. Like,
I'm going. I'm going to hit you with it.
Hit him with it.
Don't do it. Please.
Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero. When they both have the title, Chris Benoit went over on Triple H.
Oh, okay. So,
WrestleMania 20, right?
Yeah. So to that chronology for the WWE Champion, Daniel Bryan beat Cena at SummerSlam, and then Orton cashed in right after. That, and then they had that little program, and then they merged the belts. But I didn't cry for that, for Eddie and Benoit. I was more excited, and I think because I was more excited when Benoit won the Rumble. When Benoit won the that was the best storyline because they were just like, oh, you're never going to get a WWE championship shot unless you win the Rumble. Oh, and you got to be at number one. Like, oh my God.
Shit.
And then he threw Big Show over. And there were so many heavy hitters in the Rumble that year.
They don't talk about that.
They don't. But I can understand why they don't talk about
it. Yeah, they can. Yeah.
But
we can.
And for that time period as a kid, like, oh, man.
Yo, it was great.
The odds were stacked so against him.
Fucking intensity that guy brought to the ring.
Magic.
It was fire. It was fire. Then WrestleMania, he won. But that WrestleMania 20, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, specifically, like, something I, like. Cena, I think, was. Because he beat Big Show for the U.S.
title.
For the
title. U.S. title in opening. Wasn't it a triple threat?
No, it was a singles match. But that was like, oh, man, Cena made it. Cena was so cool.
Yo, he was over, bro. Yeah, that crowd popped for him hard.
He was rapping every week to the ring.
Every week.
Yo. But not sad boy shit. Like, I
won't. No, man. Like, I'm so sad. I don't have a dad. But I'm
sad boy.
But I'm glad. See what I mean?
Yeah,
you gotta take the negative and turn it into positive, baby. Let's go. I dig that. I know.
Quote the Raven, Nevermore.
I dig that. Yo. Quote the Raven. Fire. What about me?
What about Raven? I'm trying to think of like other moments that like made me fucking sad in wrestling.
There's so many of them.
Remember Shawn Michaels loses his smile?
Dog, what?
Oh, man.
I don't want to do business.
When he collapsed, he collapsed in the ring against Owen. I remember that. And I was just like, oh my God, Shawn.
Hello.
Then he came back. SummerSlam. No, Survivor Series 2002, the Elimination Chamber. No. SummerSlam, he came back in SummerSlam. He had the match with Triple H. And I remember Triple H hit him with the sledgehammer at the end. And I hated Triple H so much that ever.
Got so much heat with me, brother.
So much. I was so sad. Because I was like, oh, Shawn was our guy. Shawn was the dude.
I was emotional when he fought, when he went against Flair.
Yo, that was
retired Flair.
I'm sorry.
He said, I love you. Oh, fuck.
Sweet.
Right
shit.
In the fucking feels. That's sweet fucking feels music.
Yeah, I cried,
sweet,
bro.
The sweet heartbreak music.
Man, I heard it.
Shawn is like, I think overall, the saddest wrestler. Like, he created so many sad moments, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the Royal Rumble. Before he wanted the rematch with Taker, and Taker was champ, and he's like, I have to have this match.
I have to.
Oh my God. And then at the end, when he gets eliminated, that like slow motion, like, oh, don't fall. And he fell down. I was like, oh, yeah. Damn. Oh, man. I was pulling for Shawn. Shawn Michaels would always get me, dude.
Always,
always get me. He always gets me in the feels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The feelings, brother. Yeah. Yeah, God.
Wrestling.
Like when he punched Chris Jericho's wife right in the face.
Ooh, that was the opposite.
That was heat, brother.
It's okay.
Chris Jericho punched his wife.
No. Yeah. Yes.
I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot.
I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot. Chris Jericho retweeted my promo, by the way.
He retweeted our shit.
So we did a promo, me and that classic tag team. And it was pretty over.
I love you, Kiko.
I love you, Kiko. Shout out to Kiko Harris.
That classic tag team. Look at
my entrance theme.
That classic sad team. Holler at me.
Nice.
Holler. Give me the business. Give me the business right now. I need all the belts and bookings.
That was pretty.
Too sad.
Two sad dudes. If I was a girl, I'd be Erica Sadu.
Oh.
Ooh,
Sadu. Man. Like man. Sabu. Go through a table of emotions,
Jesus.
Dude. I'm trying to think of other sad names. Give me some more sad names.
We can go on.
Sad Boo.
Sad Zorro.
Antonio Sad Zorro.
Rob Van Sad.
Oh, Rob Van Sad.
Rob Van Mad, baby.
Yeah.
Let me see. I like that crying, like crying Brian Pillman. Yep. So sad.
And then you said something about fathers, bro, and it just made me want to fucking cry.
Dad. Daddy's brother.
Daddy.
Daddy's.
Who's your dad? Oh, Big Daddy V?
Yo, remember that? Big Saddy
Big
V.
Saddy.
Oh, Big Saddy V. Weezy. Weezy does business, man.
He does the job, man. He does the job.
I am the job, baby.
The job.
Where are we at?
We're at 20. We got 20, orangutan, brother.
I'm sorry.
The orangutan dangalangalang.
Book me. He's got the big old snacks.
The big old snacks. Who wants that Coke?
Hello. Hello.
If Sage Scott was a waiter, it'll be... Who want that Coke? Big old snacks.
Who want that Coke? Big old snacks, baby.
Sage Scott. So I wrestle Sage Scott. And screw Sage Scott. That's all I got to say.
And the damn Midnight Tribe, those boys. Sage Scott.
He beat me a couple times.
Oh, yeah. But who are you?
But he wasn't sad, so screw him. If you're not sad, you're not over.
You're not.
No, man. No. Not at all.
Two sad dudes.
I cry on the way to the ring to get sympathy, bro.
Yeah, hello, brother. Yeah. So I've seen you, specifically, brother. You had an exam at the school.
Crying Brian?
And he wrestled... Bigelow.
Ooh, Bam Bam.
Not Bam Bam Bigelow.
Wham
but,
Wham.
Alex Bigelow.
Wham Wham Wigelow.
Sad Sad Bigelow. Another fellow sad boy.
Deuce Bigelow.
In the Sadditude era. So Sad Sad Bigelow. Mm. He's a relative of Bam Bam Bigelow, so he started training. So.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought it was just a... Okay.
Really nice guy. So... Mm-hmm. You had wrestled him, and I remember that entire night, I was just like, Weezy Shawn Michaels. And like, Logan the whole time, like, Logan Cruz, his partner, one half of We Are the Gifted.
We Are the Gifted.
We Are the Gifted. We Are the Gifted.
We Are the Gifted.
We Are the Gifted. So that entire night, like, I was like talking... I was like, oh, he's Shawn Michaels. Because he was selling so well. It was a really good match. And this kid is like fairly green. He's still training. And Weezy's a little bit experienced so the whole night. And then like Logan was like, could you not fucking say that?
He's doing the job, brother.
And then he messaged me later that day. He goes, how do I not be Marty Jannetty?
Oh,
and
sad.
I'm like, brother, you're Triple H. Like,
yo, yeah, for real, bro.
Take it easy.
Yeah,
you guys are DX.
DX, baby. DX.
Can we get like degeneration? I mean,
sad.
Desaturation.
Desaturation. Yes.
Desaturation X.
Can you tell them about Ronnie Sad Jr. and tell them about that?
Ronnie Sad Jr.
I want you
Jr.
to play what we got. What you got there?
Play
a little something.
Oh yeah, I gotta hear this.
So listeners of the show, you know that Ronnie Bass Jr. Ronnie Bass Jr.
Big old Ronnie Bass.
Big old Ronnie Bass. So Logan had this great idea for a sketch.
Well, that was not Logan. That was obviously Ronnie Bass Jr.
It was Ronnie Bass Jr.
Ronnie.
And he sent me this clip of this. He was like, what if we do an interview with Ronnie Bass Jr. 35 years in the future? So I'm going to play it. You guys are going to get the exclusive. Shout out to Logan Cruz because he just drops art. He's Triple H, brother.
I love you.
We love you, Logan.
You know, everybody want to be Ronnie Bass Jr., but sometimes it be a bit hard. It be a bit hard being Ronnie Bass Jr. But, you know, sometimes you wake up in the morning, ain't no Ronnie to your bass. So you wake up, you pull yourself up by the bootstrap and say, I'll go be Ronnie Bass Jr.
You got to be Ronnie Bass Jr.
If that is not accurate, then I would eat a fried hat. You know what
that's
I mean?
Oddly specific.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
You know,
like that's fried. You like Oreos?
Because I can't eat a raw hat because it's gonna be tough. Fried, I'm pretty
that
sure
would
be it'll
tough.
Be breaking
do you
down.
Like roll it in bread and then
yeah. And then deep fry it.
Deep fry
it. Some deep
Ronnie
fried
Sad
Ronald
Jr.
Bass. Ronald Sad.
Big old Ronnie Sad.
Big old Ronnie Sad Jr.
Ronnie Sad Jr. Ladies and gentlemen, fucking over, dude. How do you get
so,
over?
He's the freaking man, bro.
The thing is when. They say big guys draw. They didn't mean that. They meant they said originally big guy draws. That's what they were looking for. They were in the back. They needed some big underwear.
Yes. Big guy draws.
A guy with big underwear. It was Andre the Giant was in the back. He was like, I need some underwear.
Yeah. So you know what really draws? Sad guys draw.
Always.
This attitude error, brother.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Sad news Brown. You just
sad news Brown, baby.
Sad news. Sad news Barrett.
Sad news Barrett. Fuck. Everybody.
Brother.
Let's go.
Tell him.
There's so many, like I said, so many sad moments in wrestling. Did you ever have a moment where you made somebody emotional?
Every fucking day of my life, bro.
Wow, that was sad.
It's my mom, you guys know about me. I just don't know.
I'm just trying to do my best, you know.
Just wants me to love God, and I don't know.
I
remember the first day I like started training. I was like, I signed up for training. It was my first day, and I was like, I was so nervous, but the tears were. The waterworks. I went to my parents' room and was like, I'm going to do this.
How'd you tell them?
I said, Well, brother. Hey. So I walked in and I was like, well, it's happening. I'm really about to do this. And like, I'm like holding the tears, like, because this is such a big moment. They was like, yeah, whatever. Just lock the door. And I was like, you know what?
They shut your shit down.
Yeah, I was like, all right. But then I was like, I was so mad about it for a long time, but then I was just like, they don't like wrestling, so they don't see it like I see it. Like,
yeah,
I can tell you when Logan made somebody sad just yesterday, or Knockout was yesterday, right?
Yes, yeah. Logan is Sad Man Poundo.
So we're on the way out, bags packed and everything. This cute kid, very cute kid, holds the door open for us. Very cute. I come out, I'm like, oh, kid, like, thank you so much. And Logan walks by, he's like, I'll fucking kick your ass. Nice. I'm wow. like, no!
It's a shoot, brother.
Logan was going to shoot on a kid. Yo.
Sometimes you got to let these little kids know.
Now
like,
what?
Looked him in the eye. I was like, I'll fucking kill you right now, bro.
So now what if the kid would have just gave Logan the fucking business right there? Just drop Logan on his ass.
Shit, that kid getting jumped, son. I'm like, oh, fuck man.
Yeah. Hold his legs.
You didn't tell me he knew karate. Well...
Fuck, he's part of Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Taekwondo right now,
yeah.
Son.
Again, man, you want to hear a funny story. I remember I worked this old man, old Cuban guy, and you mentioned karate or whatever, and he was telling me, old Cuban guy who barely spoke English, he's like, hey, we just hired a new guy, but you got to be real careful with him because he's real tough. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, man, he studied Taekwondo.
Okay.
So Taekwondo, obviously.
So Taekwondo, two of the Taekwondo. He had both the Taekwondo.
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 Man. I heard that. I laughed. I was like, oh, man. It's combat sports, brother.
Yeah, brother.
It's a sad world.
MMA. Mixed marital arts.
Mixed marital art. Yeah, brother.
Yes, brother. So this sad. Is the Satitude Era.
The Satitude Era.
And that was... This is the Heartbreak Hotel. Should we get a little deeper in the next episode?
I think we should, man. Ooh,
yeah. I got some questions, brother.
I think maybe we'll play some music in the background.
Huh?
Add a little... what is it? Feng Shui? I don't know what the fuck
that
is.
Hello, Ronnie Bear.
Hello, Ronnie Bear Jr.
Hello, Ronnie Bear.
So as we wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen, fullygimmick.com.
Wrap it up.
Get yourself an Aaron Nova shirt or get yourself an Aaron Nova hat or get yourself some Aaron Nova ornaments because hey, I got Christmas
I
ornaments.
I saw that. Crimmo.
Yeah. Crimmo.
Very festive. Also, get yourself some Wheezy Tea merch. Look at that. Look at that. He's jacked.
Yeah. Wheezy T straight out of breath.
Straight out of
baby.
Breath, baby.
You know he has asthma.
Oh. And that's a shoot.
Wheezy, where can we find you, dude?
Oh, baby, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Ronnie Bass Jr.
Those are your handles, huh?
At Ronnie Bass Jr.
Handles, bro.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Ronnie Bass Jr. Ronnie Sad Jr.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Wheezy Wrestling, baby.
Wrestling. Spell that out for them because I don't think they understand because okay. I don't.
W-R-A-S.
S-S-L-I-N.
Cool, thanks.
Oh, Wheezy Wrestling.
R-A-S-S-L-N.
R-A-S-P-E-C-T. That's respect.
So this is a really cool song, actually, before we wrap this up. Let me see if I can play it right now.
I'm sad as fuck,
it's called Wrestling. Going to Wrestling.
Going to Wrestling, song.
Going to Wrestling. Wrestling song.
Going to take it home, buddy.
Glenn Goza sings R-A-S-S-L-N. Cotton Bowl, daddy. This is Texas.
State Fair of Texas here in Dallas, Texas. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Mercer. We've got a record crowd on hand.
record crowd. Come on, get to the fucking singing, dude.
Brother, he's...
What do you got? Watching somebody use a hammer lock. I'm going to wrestle.
Going to wrestle.
Hey.
R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. I love to watch the missing link bang his head on a corner post. And the romper bumper butt butt delivered by the eyes, man. The Freebirds, Roberts, Hayes, and Gordy, but what I like the most is Terry delivering the iron call. Is
get busy!
Boss called again, said it's time and a half. You'll come in tonight, and I just had to laugh.
I'm going to wrestling.
R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N.